Good morning, this is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. This week, Johnson Controls announced its plan to merge with Tyco International, based in Ireland. Johnson Controls is Wisconsin's largest publicly owned company, with thousands of people employed in the state.
The merger means the company will shift its corporate and legal headquarters to Tyco's base in Cork. What could this mean for the company's future in southeastern Wisconsin? Well, we reached out to Johnson Controls, but they declined to comment.
However, Milwaukee Business Journal's Olivia Barrow did speak with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the announcement.
Can you tell us a little bit about these companies and sort of the scope of the merger?
Sure. Johnson Controls is Wisconsin's largest company. They're a massive publicly traded company, and their niche in relation to this merger is building management. They do the HVAC systems, and they're getting into energy storage for the fluctuation in energy needs that a commercial building might have. And Tyco, based in technically Ireland, but with its North American operational headquarters in New Jersey, they do fire protection and security services. So their combined services provide kind of a one-stop shop for a building manager for a big commercial office building. Alex and George, the two CEOs, they talked a lot about the reason for the merger, completely outside of the tax issue, being this new trend towards the Internet of Things, which is this connectivity of objects, of sensors, machines in a building. So in Johnson Controls' case, they're looking at their HVAC systems in a big building. They can collect data and send it to a central location, and now you're adding in your fire protection can be measuring wear on systems or just the security cameras and everything. Everything is sending data, and as one combined company, if they can process that data and find ways to help building owners manage their buildings more efficiently, more cheaply, then there's a huge opportunity there. It's kind of an untapped world of available innovation in building management.
So it seems like the move will be mutually beneficial in some ways, even though it seems that Johnson Controls' stock went down with the announcement, Tyco's went a little bit up.
Right. The Johnson Controls stock dropped just slightly. Neither stock really was that significantly impacted by the news, which to me looks like investors are waiting to see exactly how it plays out and how the merger really impacts Johnson Controls sales, which took a dive for the first time in like six decades this year. So people are a little curious what's going to happen.
So how much were these companies worth before said merger? How much are they worth now?
Their combined revenue, when all is said and done, will be $32 billion. And that's after Johnson Controls spins off a $16.6 billion division unrelated to the merger.
People are calling this a case of corporate inversion, which at this point has become sort of a buzzword. Can you explain what it is?
Sure. So corporate inversion is a trend that has been growing in the last couple of years where a U.S.-based company buys a foreign-based company and then moves the technical headquarters to that foreign country, but they often keep their operational headquarters in the U.S. And the reason they do that is because the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate in the world at 35%, and a lot of other countries all across Europe, and especially Ireland in this case, have a much lower rate. Ireland's rate is 12.5%.
So it's believed that this move will save the company $150 million a year in taxes. I mean, does that mean that we lose those tax dollars, we as Wisconsinites, and then we as Americans, I guess?
Right. The majority of that is in the federal taxes. The state taxes are not nearly as significant as the federal. There's usually a lot more incentives that come in at the state level. So it is going to be a bigger impact across the nation. And that's a lot of why you see people like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders coming out and railing against this deal.
They announced that they're going to save $500 million in the first 3 years of this merger. What does that mean?
Well, they're looking at operational savings from what they call increased efficiencies, fewer redundancies, which always brings up the question of, is that a clever language for layoffs? And it often is, but you never know where there's going to happen. But the two companies, they have a lot of similar types of customers, and so they're expecting to save a lot and gain a lot by selling across the two combined customer platforms.
It does seem like redundancies, though, means...
Definitely sounds like duplicate jobs.
I mean, it's a $16.5 billion deal, right? Which will create an industrial conglomerate worth $32 billion. Could that be good or bad for Wisconsin? The North American headquarters will remain here.
Right. The North American headquarters will remain here for the time being, and CEO Alex Molinaroli is staying in place for the next 18 months, and then he transitions out over the next year. That raises a question of what the combined company's intentions are for Milwaukee, because the ownership and the leadership transitions over to George Oliver, who's based in New Jersey. And often the location of the decision maker is often where a lot of the control and jobs sometimes transition to in a move like this. So for Milwaukee, it's kind of in question what could happen within the next 2 years.
Johnson has more than 3,400 employees in the Milwaukee area alone, not including the rest of southeastern Wisconsin. Are we getting a picture yet of what's going to happen to them? I mean, will they be affected by the merger in the next year, or are we looking at something that's a bigger picture?
Apart from previously announced layoffs, it doesn't look like there would be a significant impact in the next year, but the spokesperson at Johnson Controls said they weren't going to speculate on any jobs. Typical response at this point in the deal. So it's hard to tell.
Are we going to see jobs that are moving to Cork? Are we going to see some of those corporate jobs move to Ireland?
A few jobs might move there, but since Tyco already has their corporate global headquarters located there, and now that Johnson Controls bought them out, that probably satisfies most of the requirement to get that foreign-based tax benefit. So I doubt that you'd see a significant number of jobs transferred to Cork. You might see some transferred to New Jersey.
We contacted Johnson Controls for a comment, and they told us they weren't sure how this merger would affect their presence in southeastern Wisconsin. Would a company like Johnson Controls already know sort of the plan that they have in place for southeastern Wisconsin?
Sure. That has to be part of their long-term plan. This deal has been in place for at least the last year, or at least probably 8 months. At the same time, Johnson Controls has been in the process of studying whether to build a new office building in downtown Milwaukee, and they've been moving jobs around in their Glendale headquarters. So it's safe to assume they do have some kind of at least a 5-year plan. What that entails exactly, hard to tell.
Yeah, the company had tentative plans to expand or relocate its facilities across southeastern Wisconsin. Do we know yet how this merger will affect those plans?
They haven't made any clarifications on that. They spent about $500,000 on a feasibility study on a downtown building, and that's the latest we have on that.
So despite the merger, Johnson still plans to spin off its automotive operations and create Milwaukee's newest publicly traded company. Does it seem like that will still be based in Milwaukee?
Yes, Adient, the new spinoff for the automotive seating business, they signed a lease for the new 833 East building. They're taking over a whole floor there. So at least for the time being, they're going to have their operations based in Milwaukee.
How much smaller is Adient than Johnson Controls?
Well, it's going to be a $16.6 billion company in its first year, and the combined Johnson Controls will be $32 billion, so it's half the size. It was the largest division of Johnson Controls in the past couple of years before adding in Tyco.
Could that fill the space that Johnson Controls may leave, or at least help fill it a bit?
The industrial operations, the factories and everything for Adient are not based in Milwaukee, so all that Milwaukee's getting in the Adient headquarters is just their corporate headquarters, which is important. I mean, we're talking about the loss of the Johnson Controls headquarters, and it's a blow to Milwaukee. So it's definitely an important statement to have your headquarters somewhere. But in terms of the number of jobs, it's not going to be a huge number compared to Johnson Controls, you know, national and global footprint.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Olivia.
Thanks for having me.
Olivia Barrow is a reporter for the Milwaukee Business Journal. We reached out to Johnson Controls for a comment about the merger, but they declined to join the conversation.